Good morning, everybody. My name's Mark. I'm the assistant pastor here, and I want to give you a very, very warm welcome to our all-age Christmas carol service this morning. It's great to have you children here. Are you enjoying the holidays so far? No? Great. Excellent. Energy. And parents, are you enjoying having them around so far? Yep. We'll see if that's the same at the end of the holidays. But happy Christmas, an early happy Christmas to you. It's lovely to have you here. And for us as a church, we love Christmas. It's a really special time of the year as we celebrate Jesus coming into the world. For us, it's the best news, what he came to do. So we're looking forward to celebrating that this morning. And we're going to have a couple of short messages that link. And the theme of the first one is darkness. But thankfully, the theme of the second one is light, or the light. So myself and John Fuller will be sharing those messages. We've also got the kids, we've got some readings, I believe, and they're doing a bit of singing supported by some of the older kids as well. So we're looking forward to that. Let's start, shall we, with a carol. So we're going to sing our first carol this morning. Hark the herald angels sing. So when the music starts, if you can, please stand and let's sing together.
Glory, glory.
this morning from a couple. You don't know Eden. Lovely. If you can come up and speak nice and loudly into the microphone, that'd be excellent.
Now those people live in darkness, but they will see a great light. They live in a place that is very dark, but a light will shine on them.
Lovely, thank you. Okay, so this morning we're going to think firstly about the darkness. It does get brighter as we go on, don't worry. But darkness, I wonder how you feel about the dark. How do you guys feel about the dark? Do you like it or not really? No. Some people like it. Do you know, sometimes we play games, and young people like playing games. We do like hide and seek in the dark or sardines in the dark or games like that, and that's quite fun. But sometimes the dark can be a little bit, well, you don't really know what's going on, do you? And do you know what? Something happened to me once in the dark, and it made me jump. Shall I tell you about it? Yeah, I don't want to make you jump. Yeah, shall I tell you? Yeah, well, I was actually on a youth holiday away. We were staying in this big house, and I'd been in the games hut, and it was at night time, and we're playing games. And I decided I was going to go back to the main house. I was going to leave the games hut and go back to the main house. And so I did that. But, you know, I stepped out the door, and it was pitch black. The only thing I could see was a light on the house, and it was quite a way away, and that's all I could see. So I was walking towards this light, because I knew that's where the house was, couldn't see anything else. Do you know, suddenly, I walked into something, and it jumped up in my face and flapped in my face. Whew. Do you know what it was? It's a massive goose. A massive goose. Do you know, when I got in there and people saw me, they said, you look a bit pale. So, well, yeah. Sometimes the dark, you just don't know what's going on, do you? It's much harder to see what's going on, to know where things are. And I suspect the goose had a bit of a shock as well. Now, I've got a bit of a challenge for you. Just a quick challenge. It's not too difficult. Have I got a couple of volunteers for a bit of a challenge? Yeah, your hand was up nice and quick. And your hand was up nice and quick. Lovely. If you stand behind here. Now, it's pretty simple, really. All I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a few of these each. Okay, so I think you've got 10 each. Let me just count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Lovely. Good. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to spread them out around the table. All you've got to do is collect them up and then stack them back like this. Is that all right? Nice and easy? Yeah, good. Ah, I've just remembered, Harvey. I've got a blindfold for you. So I didn't explain that bit, did I? Oh, silly me, forgetting. Right, are you right for this? Yeah, good, okay. Righty, sorry to pick on you. Okay. Right, and it is going to be a race as well, so we're going to see who wins. Okay, right, can you... Good, right, let's just spread them out a little bit. So... There you go, try and make it roughly fair. Right, you feeling confident, Harvey? Good, excellent. You probably shouldn't be. Right. Okay, so you've got to get 10, okay? Oh, let's undo these. Maybe we should have gone with 5. Okay. Right, are you ready? Steady, go. Oh, this is a disaster. Got your 10. Come on, Harvey. We're waiting. We haven't got all day. How many have you got? 4. Not bad, not bad. Tell you what, I'll help you. I'll pick this one up off the floor. There you go. They're all within reach now. Anyone else getting a bit bored? Oh, that was good. Oh, we're getting there. Should we let you see the last few? See how much quicker you can do the last few when you can see it. Look at that, rapids. Well done. Give them a round of applause. Lovely. Thank you very much. Now, Harvey, why was that so difficult? In the dark, yeah. Now, we can't turn all the lights off here and get it dark in here, but it's much harder in the dark, isn't it? And imagine if life was dark all the time. It might be fun for a few moments, mightn't it? But imagine if it was dark all the time. You didn't have any lights and you were feeling a bit hungry. And you were looking around for food and you felt something and you thought, no, that's a stapler. Can't eat that. And then you moved around a little bit more. Oh, no, that's some headphones. Well, if you were really hungry, that'd be pretty miserable, wouldn't it? Because you want to see. The light helps us to see what's going on. Or imagine you want to play a game and you get the game out and you're looking at it and you can't play it because it's dark. Life would be pretty miserable, right? All agreed on that? If it was dark all the time. Now, this Wednesday is a pretty special day. I don't think I need to tell you why, because it's Christmas. But does anyone know why yesterday was a bit special? Any of you children know why yesterday? There was something special about yesterday. Do you know what it was? Any of you guys know? Ready to go? Anyone else? Shortest day, yeah. So the shortest day is called winter solstice. And it's the shortest day of the year, which means you get the least amount of light. So sunrise is officially after 8 o'clock in the morning. So that means if you're going to school, I suspect that it's pretty dark when you wake up. Has it been dark when you've been waking up recently? Yeah, pretty dark. Maybe not pitch black, but pretty dark. And then also, sunset is actually just before 4 o'clock on the shortest day, which means that you get home from school, and pretty soon after that, it's dark already. Have you seen that? And if you stay for an after-school club, it's already dark by the time you leave. It gets dark pretty quick. Do any of you know why that is? Just do a tiny bit of science. We're not going to go too much, don't worry. Does anyone know why it's the shortest day of the year? Anyone know? Look at the globe. Have any of you got these globes at home? No? I used to be in schools a lot. Anyone know? Well, can you see that the world is kind of tilted? It's a bit like this. Can you see that? Yeah? It's tilted to one side. And that means that when the sun shines on it, the bit that's tilted away from the sun gets less sun. And we're on the top left, if you can see that. And so that means that when the sun shines on it during winter, we don't get much sun because we're tilted away from the sun. Yeah, maybe some of you have learnt that at primary school a little bit. So that means it's dark a lot of the time. We get a bit of sunlight, but it's dark a lot of the time. But here's the good news, at least for me and for some of you guys, is that it's going to get lighter. From now on, every day until the summer, it's going to get lighter and lighter each day. And soon, hopefully, we'll be able to enjoy times on the beach or having barbecues or playing in the park in the sun. And the sun often gives us a bit of energy, doesn't it? And makes a lot of us happy. So that is really good news that we're going to get more light in the world. But here's the thing. Is that in the Bible, it talks about the world. And in the Old Testament, so the bit before Jesus comes, this is how it describes what the world is like. It talks about the world being a place of darkness. Or it says in the reading we had, in a different version, it says, people were living in deep darkness. Now, that doesn't just mean that they didn't have any torches or didn't have any lights or lamps, because they would have had lamps that they could have lit. This is picture language. And to put it simply, it's a picture of the world being full of sadness and badness. And I don't think I need to convince, certainly not the adults, but I don't think I need to convince you children either, that there's lots in the world that makes people sad, isn't there? And there's also a lot in the world that's bad. And a lot of it's out there. There's a lot of bad things out there. But also, we're not particularly good all the time, are we, ourselves? And so that the Bible describes the world as being a dark place. It's full of sadness and badness. And the Bible describes it, this is because we've pushed God away. This is what the Bible says. God is light. And we've pushed him away and we haven't listened to him. We've disobeyed him, the Bible says. And it describes it as sin. And just like the world at the moment, at least for us, is tilted away from the sun. It's almost like that's what we're like with God. As if we're sort of tilted away from God. We're further away from him. And the thing is God is the source of all that's good. He's a source of light and life and joy and peace. And it's as if the world is dark because we're tilted away from God. But here's the thing. The world is a dark place, but there's some good news coming at Christmas. Because this was a promise made to people hundreds of years before Jesus came about what Christmas would be like. Is someone happy to read it for me? Is one of you happy to read it? Yeah, go on. Lovely, thank you. Thanks for getting so involved this morning as well. Yeah, a light has shined in the darkness. And you know, that's the good news of Christmas, is that there is a light that's come into the world. And so we have this good news that the light has arrived. So just as the days are getting longer, as more and more light comes into the world, at Christmas, we remember this is good news, that there's a light that's come into the world. That is good news for all of us. And in part two, John is going to share, what is that light? Who is that light? Why is it good news for us? Why does it make a difference? So I'm looking forward to hearing what John's got to say a little bit later. But for now, we're going to sing again. And we're going to sing Silent Night, Holy Night. Another one I'm sure you all know well. And then after that, James is going to come up and pray for us. So again, if you can, let's stand and sing together.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this time in prayer. And Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Steph and John, Lord, who have been working and delivering your word here at Sunday School for many, many, many years, Lord. They have touched the hearts and lives of so many children, preaching your word through their love for you, Lord. And I thank them so much for their love, their grace, their kindness towards all the children and families that have been brought here through you, Lord. And I thank them, Heavenly Father, so much for their work. It has been such a blessing to work alongside them and be here alongside them, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to please bless them with a peaceful, relaxing time now, Lord. And Lord, I thank them so much for their service. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Christmas this time of year. It is such a wonderful time of year. It's such a blessing, Lord. And to many, it's a time of family, of friends, of gathering, Lord. And it's a time of fun and laughter, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to bless that to them. Let them have a wonderful Christmas in whatever they may do, Lord. And I hope they cherish it, Lord, in their hearts. But, Lord, it's not always like that for everyone. It can be a time of sadness. It can be a time of being alone. And it can be a time of heartache, Lord. And those people who may be struggling through this special time of year, Lord, I ask you to place your hand among them, Lord. Grace them with your presence. Grace them with your love. Let them know, Lord, they are not truly alone, that you are with them at this time, Lord, that you are with them, beside them, helping them, guiding them, Lord. And that, Lord, is such a blessing. Heavenly Father, I know this time of year is wonderful for the children. It is very exciting for them. It is great fun, Lord. The food, the sweets, the presents, the gifts. And for most, Lord, it is a really, really special time, Lord. And I ask you to be with them as they enjoy this time of year. I ask you, Lord, to show your presence among them. Let them know that you are there with them. But, Lord, alas, it is not like that for all. Can be a very stressful time of year for parents and families. It can be a very difficult time for parents and families. And, Lord, I ask you to ease those burdens upon them. I ask you, Lord, to help them in their time of difficulty around this time of year. I ask you, Lord, to lift them up to you, that there is more to Christmas than the gifts and the presents and the food and the laughter. But also, Lord, it also can be a time of very great difficulty. There are children out there, Lord, who really struggle at this time of year. They don't have the structure of school. They don't have the routine. They don't have the safety of school. They don't have that blanket around them, Lord, where they know what is going to happen. It can be a great deal of uncertainty at this time of year. The time of holiday time at home with their families can actually be a great fear to them. And, Lord, those children I lift up to you, I ask you, Lord, to protect them, to love them, to grace them with you. Help them to know that whatever they are facing at this very scary time, Lord, that you are with them. You are there for them. You are there to help them. And I ask you, Lord, to please bless them that way. Heavenly Father, I ask you to please bless those that may be poorly at this time of year or ill. Some may be in hospital. Some may be suffering with the flus and the pneumonia and all the other viruses going around, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to help get them stronger for this time of year so they can try and enjoy some of it. Lord, there are so many viruses going around. We have so many people who are ill. And I know people who are very unwell who I work with. And Lord, I ask you to be with them people. Grace your healing presence on them. Help them to recover their time of difficulty, their time of suffering, Lord. As we know, it's not always easy around this time of year. Lord, I thank you so much for this time of year. Christmas, it is such a wonderful time. But Lord, I think we all get very distracted. We all get very caught up in the shopping, the arrangements, the gatherings, when we forget the true meaning of this time of year, Lord. We forget that this time of year is really all about our Lord and Saviour, Jesus. It's all about you sending your Son to be born on Christmas Day in a manger. But Lord, He's taught us so much. Such a humble start to life. And yet, his entire life he taught your word. He taught your word to people who didn't deserve your word. He loved people who didn't deserve the love. He brought people to you who didn't deserve to be forgiven, Lord. And then he died on the cross for us, that we may be forgiven of our sin, that we may have that promise of grace if we turn our lives to him. And Lord, I ask all these people that here today, when you're having your turkey dinner, when you're having your cracker pulling time. You're having your afternoon games, Lord. This is not what Christmas is really about. It is about our Lord and Saviour coming to save us. To save us from the darkness. To save us from a life of sin. To save us from an afterlife of damnation. We have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to thank Him for. And we could spend our entire lives until the day we die thanking Him, and it still wouldn't be enough for what He has given us. Peace on earth. A life where we can get forgiveness for our sins and our bad choices, our mistakes. But more than that, Lord, a life where we will one day die, but be in glory with Him in a perfect, peaceful life, Lord. An everlasting life with our Saviour who came and has done so much for us and still does now. And Lord, all I can ask is that everyone here today and everyone in the world think this way. Take this message home with you. Remember that Christmas is all about our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. So Lord, I thank You so much. I thank You so much for everything You have given us. I thank You so much for everything You have done for us. And I thank You so much, Lord, for everything that will be done for us in our lives and in our afterlife, Lord. I ask all of these blessings in our Lord and Saviour's name. Amen.
Thank you, James. Oh, I've got an early Christmas present here. I'm going to put that in my pocket, Dougie. Have that. Now, this is the time when the children are going to come up and sing now. So, to Sue's class, would you like to come up? And Arabella's class, would you like to come up? And the older ones, you want to come up as well? I actually haven't heard them sing today, so this is going to be a real treat for me today as well, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, of course it is. Okay. Got the first one.
Thank you.
this one, we're going to join in with them. So the children are going to sing the first verse of Once in Royal David. And when the second verse comes on the screen, please stand up and join in with the singing.
Luke 1:76-77. Now you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High God. You will go first before the Lord to prepare the people for his coming. You will make his people know that they will be saved. They will be saved by having their sins forgiven. With the loving mercy of our God, a new day from heaven will shine upon us. God will help those who live in darkness, in the fear of death. He will guide us into the path that goes towards peace.
Later, Jesus talked to the people again. He said, I am the light of the world. The person who follows me will never live in darkness. He will have the light that gives life.
So, Mark earlier on was talking about the darkness, and I've got the privilege now of talking about the light. But before I start talking about the light, I want to tell you something that reminds me of light at Christmas time. Now, I don't know about you guys, but who likes to see lights on houses at Christmas time here? Yeah? Well, back when my children were really little, when they were like your age, even younger, my dad actually quite likes putting lights up in our house. And he quite likes putting lights up on the outside of his house. And I always remember when my kids were really little, when they knew that Granddad was putting these lights up on his house, they couldn't wait for us to take them round there to see the grand turning on of the lights. And they loved it. And when those lights went on, I don't know about you, but they were so happy. They used to be really giddy and shouting and really, you know, they absolutely loved it. And do you know what? They're older now, but my granddad still puts his lights on in his house. He still loves it. But I don't know about you. I've got some pictures up here. And let me see what you think of these houses. Who likes this house? Yeah? What's so good about this house, Al? What do you think? It looks really nice. Okay, let's try the next one. What about this house? Would anyone like this one? What's wrong with it? It hasn't got any lights on. Exactly, there's no lights on it. Let's try another one. What about this one? No, obviously not. So what's wrong with this one? It hasn't got any lights on. All right, let's try one more. What about this one? Yes, excellent. Do we like this one? Now, I don't know about you, but when you see the light switched on, how do you feel inside? Do you feel like, oh, really unhappy or miserable? How do you feel when you see really lit houses?
Joyful.
Joyful. You feel really joyful. You feel happy, don't you? I must admit, at Christmas time, when I see the light switched on, I don't know about you guys, but that's when I really feel like Christmas is coming, and I feel really happy inside. I feel really, really joyful. Brilliant, isn't it? I don't know about you guys, but did anyone go through town this week and notice that the lights in town weren't working? Yeah. And I went through a couple of times, and I said to Steph, do you know what? It really doesn't look nice through here. It looks really dark and dingy compared to what it said. And then the day after I said that, we saw the technicians up in town sorting out the lights, and then we drove back through there, and the lights were switched back on. And do you know what? It made us feel happy again. I don't know why, but it just made us feel happy again that the lights were back on. Now, I'm coming to talk to you now about a really great light. And like those houses and the Christmas lights when we were younger, when you see them at Christmas time, the lights switched on, you feel really, really joyful. I'm going to tell you about a light that brings you so much joy, so much happiness, and is so much greater than the one that I've been talking about now. And does anybody know who this light is that we're talking about? I think we're talking about Jesus. Now, I don't know if you noticed in the two readings, we had two readings there, and they both were mentioning about light being shone. The first reading that we had was from a man called Zechariah, and he was the father of John the Baptist, who was Jesus' cousin. Now, John the Baptist was told and prophesied beforehand in the Bible that he would be the one that comes and prepares the way for Jesus' coming. And John the Baptist tells people that there is a great light coming, a great light that is going to shine light into people's lives. And then I don't know if you noticed the second one that we read. It said this. It said, I am the light of the world. And this is what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, I am the light of the world. Now, I just want you to think about that for a minute. Because if I stood up here now and I said, John Fuller, me, I am the light of the world, you'd think that's a pretty bold statement, a bit silly, wouldn't you? How can John be the light of the world? I don't even think I could be the light of Crowborough. Do you know what I mean? But to say I'm the light of the world. But Jesus can say he's not the light of a town or the city or a country. Jesus tells us he is the light of the world. He can shine light into darkness in all of the world. Now, Mark was talking a bit earlier about darkness and what darkness is. And darkness is when we are away from God, when we are living in the darkness, when we don't have Jesus in our lives, when we don't have a relationship with God. We need to have that light shining into our lives. And Jesus says, I am the light of the world, and I am going to come into this world, and I'm going to shine light where there is darkness. And Jesus is the only one that can truly make us happy, truly give us joy, and truly forgive us from our sins. Now, Mark touched on earlier that some bad things happen in darkness, don't they, when we're living in the dark. You only have to switch on the news today, don't you, and read the news. There's so many tragic events that are happening around the world, whether it's wars, whether it's famine, whether it's lying politicians. You only have to pick up about the news this week about the incident in Germany. There are so many bad things that are happening in this world. But Jesus says he can shine a light into this dark world and he can bring people to know him. Now you might think, well, why does Jesus have to do this? Jesus does this because he loves us. And when he shines his light into our lives, he's showing us how much he loves us. Because each and every single one of us here don't deserve to be forgiven for the sins that we've done, because we've all rebelled against God. But Jesus is saying, through his love, he is going to come down and be born in Bethlehem as a baby. He's going to grow up as a man on this earth, and he's going to live a perfect life in front of his Father. Yet he is willing to pay the ultimate price. He's willing to lay down his life for each and every single one of us in here to have our sins forgiven if we put our trust in Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that is a great gift. And that is amazing light to be shone into our lives, don't you? I really do. Now, unlike Christmas time, I love the switching on of the lights. But ultimately, what has to happen? What happens at the end of Christmas? You take them down, you switch the lights off. And I don't know about you, that makes me really, really down and miserable sometimes when you have to take all the Christmas lights down. But the amazing thing with Jesus is, his light never goes out. Jesus doesn't switch the light off. It doesn't dim. It stays bright, brighter than before, and it's always there. So when you're in a dark place, and you're feeling down or low enough way, just remember that Jesus is always there. He's always a light that can shine into your hearts and bring true happiness and true joy. Now, this is the last time I'm going to be standing up in front of you as your Thrive leaders. So I really wanted to leave you with a message today that hopefully you will remember. So I just wanted to leave you with how I had that light shine into my life. It's only really short, and you probably heard a little bit of it before, but I was living in darkness. I wasn't that great a person when I was growing up. I was quite a naughty boy. When I grew a bit older, I wanted to do things my own way. What I was really doing, I was scrabbling about in the darkness. I was grabbing out the things that I thought was going to make me happy. Whether it be football or money or drink, whatever it might be, I thought this next thing's going to make me happy. And do you know what? It never did. It never did. And then, like you know, I married my wife here, Steph, who's from this church, and I had to come here on a Sunday to see her, if I wanted to see her, because that's how I had to see her on a Sunday. So I started to come here, and I started to see this light, bits of light shining in to my life, and it was through these people here. These people here who had Jesus in their lives, they started to shine bits of light onto me, and I started to realize what I was missing. But I still kept doing the things that I wanted to do, until one day, I went out to America and I met this guy. I've told you about him before, so I'm not going to go into the whole story. But he was a guy that had everything. He was rich, owned his own restaurant, had a family, lost it all. Lost it all, and he was homeless. And he went into a church and he prayed, and the vicar there heard him and he took him in. And from that day, Jesus shone his light into his life and into his heart, and he turned his life around completely. And he ended up back at this church where we met him. And when I saw him, that's when Jesus' light really shone into my life. I really realized who Jesus truly was and what happiness he can truly give you. And from that moment on, although my life can be tricky ups and downs, I still have that light of Jesus in my life. And it's still working to this day. And I know that that light's never going to go out. So I just ask you at this Christmas time, I'm going to leave you a question. You know, are you going to still stick around and live in darkness, scrabbling about for the things that you're never ever going to get that are going to make you happy? Or are you going to look to the light, to Jesus, who's the only one who can beam light right into your life and give you true joy and happiness? So this Christmas, enjoy the lights, but when you look at them, remember who the true light is. And remember, when the lights get turned out at Christmas, Jesus' light never gets turned out. Thank you. Well, before we finish, we're going to sing one more song, so please stand when the music starts. Joy has dawned upon the world, promised from creation.
Joy has dawned upon the world.
Okay, before I close in prayer, just a few notes just to say that you're more than welcome to stay with us afterwards for mince pies and coffees and teas next door. We'd love to have you with us. Also, we have a service tonight that you're more than welcome to, 6:30. And on Christmas Day, on Wednesday, we have a service down here at 10:30. It'd be brilliant to, if any of you wanted to join us. And especially after we've been thinking about that great light today, wouldn't it be lovely to come again and to worship Jesus, this great light. And I just really pray that he works in everyone's lives here this Christmas time. So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for that great gift that you gave us, the Lord Jesus Christ, that great light that was born into this world, who shone in the darkness, who showed us the way to be made right by you. And Lord, he pulled us out of darkness if we put our trust in you. And Lord, the greatest gift of all is if we put our trust in that great light, your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we have an eternity to look forward to in heaven. So I do pray this Christmas time, Lord, as we enjoy the time together, the food, the drink and the family time, which is such a wonderful gift by you, that we'd all really realise what the greatest gift of all, and that is of the Lord Jesus Christ, who can truly forgive us from our sins and grant us eternal life. Lord, as we go next door in a minute, I pray that you'll give us a good time together, that we'd have fun and share together, and I pray that you'd bless the food too, and we pray this all in your precious name. Amen.
Well, just one more thing before we're up, before we finish. And John, I'm afraid you don't sit down too soon. If you could come up and Steph could come up here. Because as you heard in our prayer, next week or so, at the end of this year, John and Steph lay down their responsibilities for Sunday School and Thrive. Something they've been involved with for over 20 years and something they've been involved with leading for over 13 years and something that's on every week and lots of special events, and you've done it with love to God, you've done it with loads of love for children, love for parents, and you've done it with bucket loads of enthusiasm, which some of us just can't keep up with. And we want to just express to you our appreciation and our love and our admiration. And we just want to give you a token of that now. So I've got some helpers, I think. There we go, some stuff hidden upstairs. Do you want do you want to give that first? Do you give that to John? That's it's a card signed by lots of children and parents and ex-children and parents. There's flowers, and we've also had a good number of people chip in to give you an extra token of love, which is in that card as well. So shall we give our grateful applause? Welcome to sit down. And I'll say another prayer to finish. Lord, we thank you so much for John and Steph and for all they have given over so many years. We thank you for your kindness to us in what they have done. We pray that all that they have taught and have encouraged others to teach to youngsters here may live on in their lives and be remembered and useful as they go forward in their direction. And we pray for John and Steph and for Thrive at this time of change. We pray for your blessing on them, and we pray for your blessing on the work with the children as it carries onwards. And this we all pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.